The time is 6 p.m. and you are listening to KAOS 89.3 FM Olympia. Welcome to Radio 8Ball, give us a shake. We're on the radio from 6 to 8 this Tuesday night, putting questions to the CDs which we will randomly select and then press shuffle function, and you're gonna see that it's time for Radio 8Ball, give us a shake. Ain't it great? It's the radio 8675267. Call, Radio 8Ball. Oh, it's radio. It's Radio 8Ball. Welcome to Radio 8Ball, the Pop Oracle, where questions are answered by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function, a divinatory service offered by us here at Chaos since 1998. I'm your host, Andras Jones, and for the next 2 hours, I will be here assisting with the musical divinations. We'll be inviting you to call in and ask the questions that you really want to know the answers to, and as I said, we answer those questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function, and then interpreting the song, which is randomly chosen, as the answer, like picking a musical tarot card. If you've never heard of this before, you might be saying to yourself, wow, that's really weird. That's crazy. Almost a little bit corny. Well, be prepared to have your mind blown. And, if your cynicism is your illusion, then prepare to be disillusioned, because the magic is in the house. And we also have a very special guest in store for today's show. Radio 8 Chaos programmer and longtime friend and associate and sometimes co-host of the Radio 8Ball show, Tammy T, the host of Think Tank, and will be here telling us about her new endeavors here on Chaos, and just checking in. Those of you who have been tuning into the show for many years know that Tammy has been the co-host here on Radio 8Ball since 2004, and so I'm sure you'll be glad to hear her voice again. What else can I tell you? We have a Radio 8Ball website, www.radio8ball.com, where you can check out information about the Radio 8Ball show, if you are so inclined. And if you'd like to write to us during the show, you can contact us through the Radio 8Ball MySpace at www.myspace.com/Radio8Ball. So, well, I'm going to start off this show with my own question, just to give you a little bit of an example of how Radio 8Ball works. So I'm going to ask a question and then pick a CD at random from the many piles of CDs in front of me, put it in the CD player and press shuffle function, and then interpret the song, which is randomly chosen, as the answer to the question. And then we're going to open up the phone lines and invite you to call in and do the same. Well, not ask the same question, but ask your own question. So my question has to do, I just got great news. I do the Radio 8Ball show, a live version of the Radio 8Ball show in Seattle. We're going to do one this Thursday with Jenny Jenkins. Radio 8Ball, Radio Chaos, Chaos Radio programmer, will be the musical guest this Thursday at the Capitol Hill Arts Center in Seattle. But I also do the show in L.A., and Jill Sobule is going to be the musical guest in January. And then in March, I just got word that my good friend and friend of the show, Dan Byrne, is signed on to be the pop oracle, the musical pop oracle for our show on March 18th or 19th in L.A. So my question for the Radio 8Ball is, well, what does the Pop Oracle think about Dan Byrne's first involvement in the live version of the Radio 8Ball show? Okay, well, I picked a CD at random, and it's a double CD, so I'm going to I don't have a coin, but I'm going to flip a guitar pick. And if it's heads, I'll go with CD1. If it's tails, I'll go with CD2. I got CD1. So I'm putting that in the CD player, pressing shuffle function, and I'm going to see what the answer is to the Pop Oracle's response to Dan Byrne's involvement in the Radio 8 Ball live show. And we'll be hearing more about that, of course, as we move forward in the new year. When the song's over, we'll come back, do the interpretation, and then it'll be your turn to ask a question here on Radio 8 Ball.
Well, I'm locked inside the world of one ways, not a left turn in sight. Well, I'm locked inside the world of one ways, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. Well, I got to get out of this city before I get all the clipped. But I'm locked inside the world of one ways. Three rights, they make a left. I'm not free. No, not me. In the city. Locked inside the world of construction. Orange flashing lights in my face. Well, I'm locked inside the world of construction, trying to give these guys a break. I got to get out of this city. There ain't no better time than now. 'Cause I'm locked inside the world of construction, and I'm starting to feel holier than thou. I'm not free, as far as I can see. In the city. Construction Johnny elevates my fear. I'm not free. I have a fee. In the city.
In the city, yeah.
And that was Keller Williams. From his live CD Stage, that was from the CD1, which is Stage Left, and the song One Way Johnny, the answer to my question, looking for the Radio 8 Ball's response to Dan Byrne just coming on. Those of you, I don't know, you know Dan Byrne, but he's been a guest on the show many times, and he's a rather illustrious songwriter. He is just confirmed to come on for the Radio 8 Ball live show in Los Angeles on March 18th or 19th. We're still figuring out which date we're going to do. and I was asking what the Radio 8 Ball's response to that was. So I'll do my little interpretation of that, and then we'll open up the phone lines and get some of these callers who want to get through on here. So, first of all that stuff about driving definitely made me think of L.A., locked inside a world of one-ways. Although L.A. isn't a city that has a lot of one-way streets. Olympia has more one-way streets. Well, probably doesn't have more one-way streets than L.A., but per the number of streets there are. But locked inside a world of construction, locked inside a world of lawmen, undercover and uniform too, it did make me think of the sort of Babylon aspect of Los Angeles. So the only question is our boy Dan Byrne going to feel the need that this character in the song has to escape, or if he's going to be getting back? It says in the city, so he's, you know, and there is a sense that coming back in the city. Yeah, that's, you know, maybe if any of you have an idea of how that might answer the question, that's good. But I'll take that as cautiously optimistic that the show is going to happen, but that we might be beset with undercover cops, traffic situations, and, you know, all the things that might be part of being in the big city. Anyway, that is how Radio 8 Ball works, and obviously it's more fun when there's more of us on the line, so now you can participate, and I'll tell you how.